Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
California community suffers without the church. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this with Holly Mead on Faith and Freedom. Well, this story comes out of Santa Clara, California. As we've mentioned before, Governor Gavin Newsom has issued an order going back to July 13 in which he bans all worship, and that even goes to in-person worship in your private home with anybody who doesn't live there. And that covers about 80% of the population. Now, what we see is story after story of these churches and the history of them shutting down, the issues that they saw, they're reopening, and now they're being persecuted by the state. And this one involves the North Valley Baptist Church, Holly, in Santa Clara, California. And this particular church recently was fined $10,000. And frankly, it's going to be fined by the city $5,000 every time it opens up. So the $10,000 fine was for two services. So every week that it has two services, or any time that it opens the door for worship, it's a $5,000 fine. This is an amazing story because this particular pastor, Holly, he is an older pastor. He actually, on a video that he produced, said that he thought that at this time in his life, he would be enjoying preaching and loving on people. And now what's happening is the city and the state, they're coming after him, trying to criminalize, trying to fine, trying to intimidate him into closing his worship services.
You know, and this church is an example of many churches across the nation that, you know, as you said before, the community groans if the doors are closed. And he said, you know, for 24 weeks, we tried to obey authority. We were told that thousands were going to die. There are 2.1 million people in our valley. We obeyed to the letter. But then he found out those numbers weren't exactly correct, and there weren't hundreds of thousands of people dying. So, you know, the ministry this church has is incredible. I mean, they have...
Yeah, it's an amazing list of... And he goes through that. And actually, Holly, in California, Governor Gavin Newsom was telling people in California that 2 million or more Californians were going to die. It's an amazing thing. So all these pastors, like this one here, Jack Treiber, he and others... They didn't know. They're getting this information from the highest governmental officials that there is this disease and millions in the state of California, mind you, not in the country only, in the state of California, are going to die.
Of course, we've learned since then, you know, Newsom has nefarious reasons for this government overreach. It's not true, all these numbers they started throwing out in the beginning.
So some of the ministries that this pastor said that they shut down for 24 weeks, 24 weeks, that's a long time. They're completely online. This church has a lot of ministries. It has a 3,000-seat auditorium. They stopped having in-person worship services, went completely online. They closed their K-4 through 12 Christian school. They closed the college that trains men and women from all over the country for the gospel. They closed the bus ministry that has gone through the valley of Santa Clara and that surrounding area for 45 years, and over that time has bused 1.5 million people to the church.
Now that's an incredible ministry right there, bringing the people of the community into the church to receive the gospel and to be ministered to.
And they just spent another million or so dollars on new buses, and when you watch the video, there are these buses lined up. It's like a transportation place. And these buses are to go out into the community and bring people in.
Which is what we are to do, to go out into the marketplace and share the gospel. So
they had a jail ministry. They closed that down. They closed the public school ministry down. Couldn't go on to the public schools. They closed the ministry in 14 different rest homes. These are places that are either assisted living or nursing homes. 14 different homes that they would go in and minister to closed down. Then they closed down the door-to-door visitation. They closed down the hospital visitation. Of course, they weren't even able to go into the hospitals. They could only communicate by phone or perhaps Facebook Live or some other kind of, communication device. Mm-hmm. They closed down all the children's ministries. They closed, obviously, Sunday school.
So this is a great example that the church is not a video game, Matt. You can't just flip the switch and go online and feel like you're serving the community. This church was part of the community and ministering to it. So it's just heartbreaking to see all these ministries have been closed for all this time.
And the pastor says that there are 2.1 million people in the valley. He says, we obeyed the letter. Then we found out that not thousands have perished, but 224 people, and each life, of course, is precious. Of those people, 90 were in the rest homes, he says. He said, this is America, and to think that a person can say you cannot go to church, you cannot preach without a mask on, you cannot communicate with people. They said, Pastor, you can meet with 60 people, but you can't sing. Now, that was earlier. They said earlier you could meet with 60 people, but you couldn't sing. They said you could meet outside, but it's hot in California.
Right, but they've had little children. They've had parents that have been weeping. They say, we want to come to church. We want to come to Sunday school. But yet the doors have been closed because of this outrageous, unconstitutional ordinances by the governor.
So on July 6th, that was the no singing and chanting. You can have very limited worship, but you could not sing. Could not praise the Lord. And that also included in private homes with anybody who doesn't live there. Then on July 13, no worship at all. And that also includes private homes. And it includes any county that is listed on the so-called county monitoring list. And that county gets put on there by the state of California. And if you get on that list, no worship at all, even in private homes. If you're not on the list, limited worship, but you can't sing. And that also includes no singing with anybody that doesn't live in your home, in your own private home.
So regarding this church, the public health office came and slapped the cease and desist letter on their front door.
Yeah, and we have a photograph as we're looking at it right now, and it's on our press release as well at lc.org. I encourage you to go there and look at our information and also our Facebook, because we update it regularly with all of this information. You can also sign up for our emails where you'll get this information right there at lc.org. You can go to the subscribe button and do that. And you'll see this photograph. And here they go to the main entrance of the church or one of the doors and they tape. They did this on Friday and in anticipation for the Sunday weekend services. And they tape this letter from the health department all over the front of the door. And it's amazing. They've got two rows of the letter. They must have duplicated it multiple times because it's not quite that long. It's actually, seven pages at the top on this picture and six pages on the bottom. So they're giving you this letter over and over again. And here's what the letter in part says. The county demands that North Valley Baptist immediately cease the activities listed above, which is meeting in person, and fully comply with the risk reduction order, the gatherings directive, which is no gatherings, by the way, the state July 13 order, which means no worship, and the state guidance. Failure to do so will result in enforcement action by the county. And the county continued to enforce $5,000 a pop every time the church opens the door for worship, $5,000. Now, in California, this church could open the door and they could feed people. They could house them overnight for hours. They could counsel them how to find a job, but they can't give them communion. They can't study the Bible.
You can't sing and worship.
Can't sing, can't even gather for worship, and they can't certainly talk to somebody about how to find eternal life through Jesus Christ.
Right, or pray or lead any kind of devotion.
This is outrageous, and that's why we have these lawsuits all over the country, including in California, where our client Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry, which has 162 churches in California alone, 65,000 worldwide, that's where we're litigating against these overburdensome, oppressive orders for which these governors have absolutely no authority. Look, governors are not Caesar over the church. They're not the high priest over the church. They have no authority to ultimately stop worship or micromanage any kind of form of worship. Continue to pray for our pastors. We are so honored to be able to stand with them, seeing so many God-honoring pastors stand up and put everything on the line. And it's an honor to stand with them. And I thank you for standing with us as well. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. lc.org.